access.org, number
3030. Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my weekend report. This report is good until July 10th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern, and then it explodes. It goes away. Self-destructing episode. We're coming to you, of course, from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio and Red Nation Rising Radio. Did you guys know that social media is addicting? Now, we've been hearing this for a while, right? But what about social media is addicting? Well, there are some scientists at California State University that are looking into this. What about it is addicting? And they have a name for it, too. It's called digital dopamine. Now, apparently the addicting part to social media are the favorites, the likes, the retweets. When you get more, you like seeing that other people are, well, I guess, liking what you're saying. Or retweeting what you're saying. And this is affecting a lot of people. Even people who don't have, like, addictive personalities, who don't do drugs or have any sort of other problems, this is becoming a problem for them. And we've heard about text neck and all that stuff. People get sore necks from texting and social media and all that stuff. But I think it's odd that scientists are dedicating their time to this. People die of heart disease and they have MS and cancer, but nope, digital dopamine is a problem that needs to be solved. Apparently a big problem out there at California State University. All right, let's get to today's headlines. July 7th, 2016 becomes the second most deadly day for law enforcement since Tuesday, September 11th, 2001. And while social media lights up with anti-law enforcement posts, one former congressman is taking heat for calling out the real enemy. Also, the group that is reportedly taking responsibility for this attack is now calling for more of the same. We have all that. Plus, as we start to learn the names of the fallen Dallas officers, we'll salute one in particular who has served his country honorably in many different capacities. Plus, Fox News has released their latest electoral map prediction. We need to talk about this because it's way off, way off. And was your favorite movie never made? Well, am I being philosophical or am I being silly? I guess you'll have to keep listening to find out. But first, let's kick the weekend show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Guys, remember to check out rhinoreport.com. New articles, new Rhino rants, cool stuff there. Still looking for a couple more Rhino reporters? Send me your article, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. I'll look at them over the weekend and maybe get you published next week. And a big shout-out to those on Red Nation Rising Radio, K98talk.com, at 11 p.m. tonight. So if you're listening now, you are 9 hours ahead of the time. And a big shout-out to those on WJHC 107.5 out of Jasper, Florida. You guys hear me twice a week, and you know what? That's where most of my letters in the mailbag come from, that area. So, big hello to you guys. And remember to catch the show on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio, all over the place. You can't avoid us. As much as you try, you can't do it. We got like 250 new followers this week on Twitter alone. And you can also follow me there, too, at Rhino On Air. We'll see you back in about a minute. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to the weekend show here. A little quick break. Now we're off and running. You know, we're listed on so many places. iTunes, TuneIn, Podbean, Spreaker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. Why don't you tell me your favorite place to listen? I'd be curious to know that. You know, we get some stats about where people come from, but some places don't provide that. So if you want to tell me where you're listening, well, that would be real big of you. I'd appreciate that. I want to talk just for a second here about a new poll, and only because it has to do with yesterday. Yesterday, we went over the Rasmussen poll, and it showed Trump with a 2-point lead. I think it was 42-40 over Hillary. And this morning, they released a new poll. Now, generally, what they do is they take two polls. One is a head-to-head with an undecided column, and the other one is a head-to-head-to-head with Hillary, Trump, and Gary Johnson. They have left Jill Stein off of this poll now. Now, I'm not sure if she wasn't polling high enough or no one knows who she is, but this one came out this morning, and Trump still has a 2-point lead. So he has 40%, Clinton has 38%, and Gary Johnson has 9. That's a bit higher than Gary Johnson has had in the Rasmussen poll. Now, he still needs 15% to qualify for a debate. Not sure if he'll get there. It's going to be close. It's going to be real close. But Trump has just a wide margin, even this poll, with undecided voters, or unaffiliated voters, I'm sorry. Almost 20 points. And Hillary is having a tough time in this poll with women. She just can't really crack that 15%, that net 15% advantage with women. That's going to be a problem for her. She should have the women vote locked down, and she doesn't. It's very much up in the air. This poll also shows that minorities are about tied. So Donald Trump is making some gains here. I believe next week when we see the Q poll and the other polls, we're going to see some gains there too. He had a good couple of weeks, and Hillary did not. This stuff with Hillary and her emails, this is going to drag on for a long time. There's no doubt about that. Now, maybe she might be investigated for perjury. We talked about that yesterday. Did she lie under oath when she testified last October in front of the Benghazi Select Committee? And, well, the answer is yes. The answer is yes, she did. Will the FBI take up the investigation? It should be a pretty short one. They just have to look at what they found in their investigation and then cross-reference it to the area where she says in her testimony that she never sent or received anything marked classified. So this should be an open and shut because we already know 113 emails were marked classified when she sent or received them, so she lied under oath. Open and shut should be, but this is gonna drag on. It's gonna drag on, and that's the whole point here. The whole point is to make sure that this doubt resonates with the voter for at least the next few months, right? It's like when you have a trial, and you have a defendant, and maybe the defendant did it, but all the defense attorney has to do is interject doubt, right? Because the prosecution has to say or has to prove that beyond a reasonable doubt, this person is guilty. So as long as you keep interjecting doubt, that's going to keep the independent numbers going towards Trump. That's going to keep a lot of people going towards Trump. And I think that was plan B. We spoke about it yesterday. The Republicans have a plan B now. And they haven't had plan B in about 50 years. Democrats have always had a plan B. Something doesn't go their way, they try something else. And it's worked. Over the last half century, they have really taken over this country. The progressive agenda has taken over. I know it's tough to admit, but it's pretty much true. Now Republicans finally have a plan B. They are finally going after the real enemy, which is Hillary, which is the Obama Justice Department, which is the progressive and liberal agenda in this country. They shied away. 2010, get the House, shied away. 2014, get the Senate, shied away. Did nothing, did not hold up their end of the bargain. But now they're starting to, and it wasn't because of Donald Trump. It's very possible. It's very possible. If you look at the final two, take John Kasich out of the mix for a second. The final two people in the Republican primary, you have Donald Trump, a populist, not a huge conservative, but right-leaning. And you have Ted Cruz, a big-time constitutional conservative. In any other year, who is it? It's Rubio and Bush, right? And Kasich. Those are your last three. That's why I said throw Kasich out, because he should have dropped out after Super Tuesday. But any other year, it's Rubio, Bush, and Kasich, and two of those three are on your ticket. Because that would be us capitulating to the left in some fashion. Saying, well, you know, if we can't beat them, we won't quite join them, but we'll have a moderate candidate. Someone that's more electable. We did not go with the electable candidate this time around. There's just no doubt about that. Many people thought Donald Trump wouldn't even make it to be the nominee. They thought he'd be out just post New Hampshire or post South Carolina. Didn't happen. So we're making that transition slowly. Now, I know there are people out there who want to think this has to happen overnight. If it doesn't happen overnight, our country is gone. That's not necessarily the case. I agree, things have to change. I think a lot of people agree with that. Even independents. Direction of country. With the independents, they're like 65% are not in favor of the direction we're going. So a lot of people agree that we have to change. But things can't change overnight. They never do. They never do. So maybe Trump isn't the ideal guy. I get that. I understand that 100%. But he's a guy that I feel like cares about this country. He doesn't have to do this. He doesn't. He's a billionaire. If I was a billionaire, I wouldn't run for president. I wouldn't be on the radio. I wouldn't do any of that stuff. I'd be sitting in a log cabin in the middle of Alaska. That's what I'd be doing. But this man loves this country. Maybe he doesn't fit in with all of your ideals. I understand that. Maybe you look at him and you say, well, he was a Democrat at one point, or he was an independent, or he did support, you know, or he did contribute to campaigns here and there. Maybe it's Hillary's campaign, Chuck Schumer's campaign, whatever it was. I understand that. He's not the tried-and-true, dyed-in-the-wool conservative. But he's what we got right now. He's what we got. And the alternative is so much worse. So much worse. Look at what happened last night in Dallas. An absolute, unmitigated tragedy. And it happens because our current president has essentially started a war on law enforcement in this country. Do you think Hillary Clinton would be any better? Do you think she would resolve this? Or would it get worse? What direction do you think it would go in? For those of you who say, you know what, I'm going to hold my nose and vote for Trump, I thank you. For those of you out there who are saying, I just can't do it, I won't vote for the guy, well, then get used to seeing what happened last night. Get used to seeing it. Because it's going to happen a lot more. We have threats now from some of these militant groups that are saying it's going to happen a lot more in the recent or in the near future. So if Trump's not your cup of tea, I understand. But just remember Dallas. Remember Dallas. Remember what happened. Remember who was targeted. A certain kind of person doing a certain kind of job was targeted. And that's because of this administration. Do you want four more years of that? We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
All right, welcome back to this weekend show of the Rhino Report. You know, last night was a very sad day. Listen, I don't talk about my years in law enforcement much on this show. There are a lot of people out there who spent many, many more years in that field than I did. Those people are the experts. They're the real heroes. I reference my experience in law enforcement when we talk about things like culpability. We talk about the elevator theory. I don't use it as a crutch for my show. I'd rather let the experts, people who have been doing this for 30 or 40 years, let them talk. Let them tell you how things are. But regardless of my tenure or experience in the field, the entire field of law enforcement is a family. And that family extends to the wives, to the children, to the grandparents. They're all a family. And when something like this happens, it's a death in the family. Now, think of the families and how torn up they are when someone is killed by a police officer. Justified or not, they're torn up. Now, imagine that family has 100,000 people in it. That's the law enforcement family. It's large. And no matter where you go, if you speak to a police officer in Rhode Island or a corrections officer in Nebraska, they welcome you as a brother or as a sister. This was an attack on my family. That's what this was. This was an attack by somebody who did not like police officers. In fact, he wanted to kill white police officers. So far, there are 5 who have passed away and 7 injured. 3 of them are still in critical condition. The number may go up. I hope not. The Associated Press has identified the shooter as Micah X. Johnson, 25 years old. Now, when I'm watching this last night, and they're talking about triangulating shots, there may be more than one shooter, they had a large kill zone, they were using terminology that to me right away says ex-military. That's what it says to me. A lot of people, even your average hunter, does not know about triangulating shots. It can be complicated, it can be simple, but regardless, it's very deadly. Now, they have killed Micah Johnson. He was holed up in a parking garage. He was threatening that there were bombs all over the city. And I guess there were conflicting reports. Some people said he died in a shootout. Now it's starting to get reported that he had a bomb with him, and then Dallas sent in a robot to detonate that bomb. Now, this is Friday. Okay, today is Friday. This may change by Sunday. These things often change. They change from the first hour, the third hour, the sixth hour, the 12th hour. It always changes. Information always comes to light. Now, I have to give credit to the Dallas Police Chief, David Brown. He addressed this in a very professional manner. I don't know his politics. I don't. Is he elected? Is he appointed? Republican, Democrat? I don't know. And you know what? I don't want to know. He did a good job here. He got right out in front of this. It happened, I'm telling you, it was a half an hour later he was on TV letting people know what was going on. That doesn't happen here in New York City. It doesn't happen a lot of places. Look at our own president. How long did he wait to address this? He happened to address it during a NATO conference? No. They should have woken his butt up, gotten him out of bed, put him in front of a podium, and address this. He has no problem addressing the other side of it. Right? These protests last night were in response to the police shootings in Louisiana and Minnesota. Has no problem dedicating time to address those. As he did with Trayvon Martin, with Freddie Gray, Eric Garner, Michael Brown. He makes time to address those things. And then he goes on and it's about gun control and overzealous police officers. It's all the same stuff. And that's what fuels this. When you have a commander-in-chief who has little to no respect for the badge, this is what happens. You have to come out and you have to say, this is unacceptable. You have to get out of bed. I don't care if the press conference is in your pajamas. You get out of bed and you address the American people. It's the second most deadly day for law enforcement in this country since 9/11. Let that sink in. That's an important statistic. How did we react after 9/11? We went and bombed the pants off of people. Nah, the president's gonna wait. We'll just kind of mix it into a little NATO press conference. We'll give it a couple of one-liners. We'll talk about taking guns away. And that's it. End of story. Nothing to see here. Where have we seen that before? We'll be back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to The Rhino Report.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC's Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company, and you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually, so you can do your part for our California drought, save water, at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system, and we save water too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're about 26 until the top of the hour here on the Rhino Report, this weekend edition. Now, we're starting to see some of the names of these heroes come to light, and some of the ones who are now deceased. The first name we learned is Dallas Area Rapid Transit Police Officer Brent Thompson. Brent Thompson is a former U.S. Marine. And he's a veteran cop. He went to Iraq and Afghanistan to help train local police there. He's a newly, or was, a newly married grandfather, 43 years old, had been with DART since 2009. He is actually the first cop to be killed from that DART division since it was formed in 1989. So he is one of the names of the officers who has passed away, unfortunately. So rest in peace, DART officer Brent Thompson. End of watch, July 7th, 2016. There are also three other DART officers who were wounded and are expected to recover. You have Omar Cannon, he's 44 years old, Misty McBride, 32, and Jesus Reitana, 39 years old. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And so hopefully they make a full recovery. Now, there's a group. This is according to Breitbart and The Mirror, which is a UK paper. There's a group called a Black Power Political Organization. They are claiming responsibility for this attack. They have a Facebook page that has since been taken down, and it said on it, more will be assassinated in the coming days. Do you like the work of our assassins? Get your own sniper. All right, that was on their Facebook account. This is not confirmed. People take responsibility all the time. Sometimes they want it, sometimes they don't. When these people take responsibility, I don't know why our FBI just doesn't go knock down some freaking doors and arrest them. That's what I would do. They had some posts back on February 10th, and they said, this one says, Black Power Political Organization, BPPO, hashtag Black Power, hashtag Black Knights. Our mission is to free Africa and all black-based countries from non-black control and give black people the opportunity they need to develop themselves and reach their full potential. If I'm stuttering a little bit, because there's no punctuation or grammar here, it's a little tough to read, but I'm going to try to dissect it here for you. Also, you have another post on February 10th reads, To accomplish our goal, we will be working with Black People Protection Agency, aka Black Knights, a powerful group of well-trained professional sniper assassins with tens of thousands of assassins located all over the world in every country, whose job it is to hold government leaders and other powerful people all over the world responsible when they fail to give black people equal rights and justice in their countries. By relentlessly targeting and assassinating government leaders and other powerful, influential people and their families when they refuse to do right by us black people. So those are on, or were on, the Facebook page of this Black Power political organization. Again, they are supposedly taking credit, if you can even say that, for this attack. I say go knock down some doors, go bash some heads, do what you gotta do. Do what you gotta do. So we talked about Obama a little bit, and his response to this, he gives you the normal platitudes, right? This was vicious, calculated, despicable attack. Justice will be done. What the cops do is an extraordinarily difficult job. These are all quotes from his little two-liner this morning. He says, today is a wrenching reminder of the sacrifices they make for us. But there's always a but with this stuff, so here's the but. He says, we also know that when people are armed with powerful weapons, unfortunately it makes attacks like these more deadly and more tragic. And in the days ahead, we're going to have to consider those realities as well. Does that sound a little bit to you like an executive order's on its way? Yeah, I think so. I think so. You know, there's always a but with this guy. Yeah, that was tragic. Yeah, it shouldn't happen. But guns are the problem. Now, when they say the suspect was killed by this bomb that they detonated, and they name the suspect, was that the name of the gun? Was the gun bouncing around on two little legs, like the ketchup and the mustard bottles during a movie, before the movie? And did it just kind of prop itself up and target specific individuals, white police officers? So, it's the gun's fault, right? No. We don't live in the same fantasy land that our president does. The problem is the person. Now, if you look on social media, this guy's name, Micah X, that's what they're calling him now, Micah X. Of course, trying to draw the comparison between Malcolm X. So this guy is a hero in some circles. In fact, there were quite a few Twitter posts after this all happened celebrating what had happened. Yeah, and you see this all the time. You see it all the time. And Twitter does nothing about it. They do nothing. They're supposed to ban accounts that have threats of violence on them, promote violence, including threatening or promoting terrorism. I'm reading from their TOS right now. Furtherance of illegal activities. So there's a bunch of them here. Some people say they brought that on themselves. I'm not going to give you the Twitter handle of the people that say this stuff because they don't need the attention. People using the pig emoji, says three pigs down. One says I blank love it. One says they're only getting started. One says, put them pigs in a blanket. One says, aw, it's unfortunate there wasn't more. One says they want a race war, now they got one. The human race versus the pigs. This ain't a shocker, one says. Civil war is coming. I have a feeling more police officers will die. Oh well, those blank pigs. And these accounts are still active. One of these accounts actually has over 400,000 followers. Go figure. Well, the Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey, he's very close with a D. Ray McKesson there, the guy from Black Lives Matter. They're very close. They're buddies. They travel around. They go to little techie conferences. The CEO of Twitter and a professional protester. But there was one person on Twitter last night that may have been, well, he may have been controversial. People didn't like what he was saying. That often happens when people start speaking the truth. His name is Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh is a former congressman from the great state of Illinois, and I want to talk about what he said. He deleted some of what he said because of the backlash, but the sentiment is still there in his posts that follow. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about, well, Trump's response to this. We'll be back in a minute here on the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, welcome back to the Rhino Report. I am your host and your friend, the Rhino. We're talking about someone that might have made some waves last night. Joe Walsh, former congressperson or congressman from the great state of Illinois, he took to Twitter almost immediately. Almost immediately. And the first post he sent out said, "This is now war. Watch out, Obama. Watch out, Black Lives Matter punks. Real America is coming after you." Now, this went about as viral as some go later on at night on Twitter. It had many, many retweets, and a lot of people were not happy about what he was saying here. He continues, though. He says, "Our cops work their ass off to protect our inner cities. They deserve respect and help, not hate and resistance." He's kind of live tweeting the event, says 10 cops shot. We wound up knowing that that was 11 later on. He says, 4 dead. We know it's now 5 dead. He says, "Obama stoked the flame. BLM did this. You did this, Obama. You did this, liberals. You did this. Hashtag BLM. Time to defend our cops. Wake up." He was taking a lot of heat. You know, but the people who are tweeting about how, you know, the piggies are dead and they should have had more pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon, they get no backlash. None. Right away, they're screaming First Amendment. They have the right to say this, right? And Twitter almost lets them get away with it, lets them circumvent their terms of services to TOS with the argument of their First Amendment. Meanwhile, when Walsh here says, this is now war, watch out Obama, watch out Black Lives Matter punks, real America is coming after you, all of a sudden people are now screenshotting this tweet and then messaging the Secret Service that here's a threat to Obama. Well, what about all the threats that were put on the police officers via the other thousands of accounts? What about those threats? Taken seriously? No, never. Never taken seriously. Hey, but Joe Walsh is a white guy from Illinois, so maybe that has something to do with it. Well, let's talk about a black guy from Wisconsin. Sheriff Clark, he, you know, this guy, if anyone gives it to Obama, it's this guy. And listen, I hope if Donald Trump wins that Sheriff Clark will be our director of Homeland Security. He would be amazing at it. Amazing. He said, it's kind of interesting that he says said the facts aren't in. He's usually popping off at the mouth before he's briefed and before he knows any of the facts, or like he did yesterday with any foundation, of course, talking about the shootings in Minnesota and Baton Rouge. He talks about racism and disparaged treatment and people of color and all this nonsense. Like I said, he's armed with powerful words, and he uses those words irresponsibly. It fuels this sort of anger towards the American police officers, and I wish he'd knock it off. That's what Sheriff Clark said on Fox and Friends this morning. He's 100% right. 100% right. By not denouncing these kinds of actions, you're saying it's okay. And you can't denounce it with platitudes. They mean nothing. They mean nothing. You know, sometimes George W. Bush would get a little overzealous, right? And he'd start getting a little flustered. But at least you could see it in his eyes that he cared, that he wanted to get Al-Qaeda. He wanted to get the Taliban. He wanted to make them pay for what happened on that Tuesday morning. You don't get that from Obama. Remember the wink and the nod we were talking about from James Comey yesterday? How maybe not bringing charges on Hillary was a wink and a nod because here's something else you can do. You can make this drag on because you probably couldn't beat Biden. This is what it seems like from Obama to these people who are shooting police officers. It's a wink and a nod. Is that controversial? Maybe. Maybe it is, but maybe it's true. You gotta throw some stuff around, right? If this was Donald Trump, he'd throw the podium across the room. He would say it's unacceptable. Not the platitudes. We get platitudes from this administration. Ah, it's terrible. It shouldn't happen. We gotta take guns away. Blah, blah, blah. I'm sick of hearing it. I'm sick of it. All right. You know what? Let's talk really briefly. We'll get off this because we're going to come back to this. This is not ending. Just like the Hillary stuff's not ending. Let's talk right now about this electoral map that Fox News put out. I got to tell you, this thing is a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. I don't know who came up with this. But they have their map out here, and they say that Hillary's going to start the election with 227 electoral votes to Donald Trump's 191. Of course, you need 270 to get the presidency. I don't see Gary Johnson taking any states here, so much for that. But they have, of course, the California and New York going blue, which New York I think is debatable. I really do. They put Arizona lean right. There's no lean right there. It's right. They have Nevada in play. Nevada, I'm sorry for you guys in Nevada. Nevada in play, which I think goes Trump. They have Florida in play, where if we can get Rubio and Jeb Bush to actually grow up and be real men and support Donald Trump, this is for you out there on 107.5 in Jasper, Florida. If we can get these two to grow up and support Trump, this thing is over. And then you have Pennsylvania. They have a swing state too. Yeah, because it usually goes blue, but you know what? Hillary Clinton says she wants to put coal miners out of business. Guess what they do in western Pennsylvania? They mine coal. You have Ohio as a swing state. Normally, that's because of past practice. If John Kasich would grow up and be a man and support Trump, Ohio's red. This map is way off. Maybe you give Virginia. Maybe you give Virginia to Hillary because they're going to let the felons vote there. Right? 200,000 felons can vote in Virginia this November. But what about Michigan? They have it only leaning left, usually big left state. It's leaning left. Guess what? I think Trump competes there. At the very least, he's going to make Hillary spend money in Michigan and in New York. We'll be back with a movie that was never made that may have been your favorite. Hang in there. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items, and dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-471-5173, 800-471-5173.
All right, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. You know, talking about this map for just one more minute here before we get into the movie that you may have loved that was never made. They have Oregon and they have New Jersey, definite blues. Now, in a normal year, that goes without saying. But right now, Donald Trump leads in both polls. He leads in Oregon and he leads in New Jersey. The map is way off. They started at 227 and 191, giving Hillary that advantage. That's not right. I would start this map somewhere around, I don't know if I'd give Trump the big advantage just initially, but I'd start it somewhere around maybe he's at like 211 and she's at like 209, or maybe, 200 and 198, something like that. So they're very close. They are not 30 apart. They're not 30 electoral votes apart right now. All right. So, what would you say if I told you that your favorite movie may have never been made? All right, so the first one here is Napoleon. Stanley Kubrick wanted to make a movie called Napoleon, but and he had already enlisted like 34,000 people to be part of Napoleon's army. And what had happened was a movie called Waterloo came out in 1970, and it bombed. It bombed. So the studio wanted nothing to do with Stanley Kubrick's movie Napoleon. Of course, he directed Full Metal Jacket and The Space Odyssey, some good movies. What about Gladiator 2? Would you have liked Gladiator 2? Well, Ridley Scott would have, and it had a weird premise. It had a weird premise where actually Russell Crowe would have gone to, like, purgatory, and he would have fought gods, and he would have fought someone that was trying to kill gods, and, they were going to call it Christ Killer. That was going to be the name of the movie, actually. Gladiator 2, Christ Killer. So the studio just, they didn't get it. They didn't get it and said, no thanks. Also, a movie named Dune was going to come out. Dune was supposed to be this, like, kind of trippy movie for the people who didn't do LSD, who maybe they could see what people who do that drug would see. And the studio was into it. The problem was, it was going to take 10 hours. It was going to be a 10-hour movie, so the studio said, nope, not for us. What about Fahrenheit 451? Of course, the novel by Ray Bradbury. Mel Gibson wanted to remake this, and people have tried to do this before, and Mel Gibson involved, so studios interested, but no one loved the script they were getting. No one loved it. So actually, in fact, HBO is making a movie, Fahrenheit 451, right now, and they need to because their shows are going to stink once Game of Thrones is over. What about The Tourist? Huh? A movie called The Tourist. You would have liked this one. However, it was made beforehand, and they called it Men in Black. It was the same premise. It was aliens parading around the cities as humans, and these guys trying to go after and catch them. So they were going to call that one The Tourist, but Men in Black came out just before that. So this one got axed. Now, for those of you who are kind of Indiana Jones fans, they would have had an Indiana Jones called Indiana Jones and the Monkey King. All right, and the Monkey King. He was going to go to Africa and look for a city that housed the Fountain of Youth. And the catch here was the Fountain of Youth was guarded by monkeys, a monkey army that never made it. In fact, they just kind of thought that the script was too far-fetched. So Steven Spielberg scrapped that one himself. And finally, did you love E.T.? Well, they wanted to make a sequel and call it E.T. 2 Nocturnal Fears, where Elliot gets kidnapped by evil aliens and E.T. has to save them. But again, Spielberg said, no, we're not going to do that because it would have E.T. lose its virginity. So there you have it. E.T. was a virgin. Hey, guys, that's it for today. As always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad, and a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great weekend, everybody. And until Tuesday, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.